Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time now for QB to QB, brought to you by Go Auto Insurance Company. Save money, drive safely, and the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. We welcome in now Saints quarterback Drew Brees. Drew, congratulations on the victory over Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and thanks for the time. And also, were you and Jared Cook playing a little basketball with that touchdown pass, man? That looked like a rebound almost.
Well, it was like alley-oop.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's right. Let's just throw it up to the big man. He's bigger than everybody else, so throw it to him.
And now, Drew, looking at Jared Cook and his contribution, starting to show more signs of being that player with 16 catches, 185 yards, and 3 touchdowns in the last 4 games. You know, we watched him in OTAs, minicamp, and all that, training camp. So do you think closing out the season that Jared Cook will have more of an influence?
Yeah, listen, I think as the season's gone on, you know, I think he's become more comfortable, and I think just the overall understanding of the offense and just, you know, kind of finding our rhythm. You know, he missed some time during training camp, and then obviously I missed my time during the season. And so, you know, this is kind of the most time that we've had, you know, just being able to work together. And so I've got a ton of confidence in throwing to him. Obviously, he's a big target. He's got long arms, strong hands. You know, he'll go up and get the ball, you know, as you saw with that touchdown in the Tampa game. But he's also a guy who really should get a lot of favorable matchups. You know, when you look at the way that people try to, you know, Mike's going to get a lot of attention. Alvin's going to get a lot of attention. And so typically in a tight end position, you know, gets good matchups with safeties and linebackers. And those are things we should be able to take advantage of.
Now, Drew, you've been unbelievably healthy throughout your Saints career, considering, you know, what it takes to answer the bell week in and week out. Where are you at right now with your thumb? I mean, is there like no setbacks? You feel like, boy, if I can go from one week to the other and not necessarily have those nagging injuries? Because I know one thing, you know, you can talk about the guys in the trenches that once you start training camp and you're beating up on one another, you're never truly healthy until after the season's over. But do you feel right now you're ready to roll going forward and no effects with your thumb and where you at right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel good. I feel like I can make every throw. And so, you know, like you said, you know, each week, you know, it's like a race to get your body and your mind and everything ready to play the next game, right? To step up to the next challenge, play the next opponent. And so that's something that, you know, everybody deals with on a weekly basis. But no, as far as my thumb goes and everything else, I feel good.
Now, Drew, I'm really encouraged by this because we've been talking about this for years. I mean, considering with you at the helm and Coach Payton going back to 2006, boy, can we have a top 10 offense and defense? And I said I might welcome an offense and not necessarily be ranked as high as the defense, because we've been number one, if not top three, for sure, top five. But to me, this is very encouraging going forward. Right now, we have the number 9th ranked offense, but total defense number 5. All I know is that is winning football where we're at right now when you talk about from a team perspective. So you got to be encouraged right now when you look at the team and how we're structured to be top 10 in both phases.
Absolutely. Now, you know, when you talk about those rankings, you're talking about total yards, right?
Yeah, total yards, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't always tell the story. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
You talking about being in the top 10 or top 5 in any category, I think, in the league is a big deal. But I think we know what equates to winning football, right? And we also know what equates to complementary football. You know, our ability to take care of the football on offense, our ability to take it away on defense, you know, our ability to run the ball, be balanced, sustained drives on offense, and then our ability on defense to stop the run, you know, get off the field, provide us with opportunities, right? And then at the end of the day, our ability on offense to score points, right? And then our ability for the defense to hold them to field goals or keep them out of the end zone, you know? So there's some things that aren't really considered in that, which I would say, you know, may even, you know, rank us a little higher, you know, in some of those categories, both
right.
On defense and on offense. But at the end of the day, it's everybody together, right? It's a complimentary game. We haven't even talked about special teams, you know, and what an asset it is to have a guy like Thomas Morstead, right, who can help you play the field position game, punt him inside the 10, or a guy like Will Lutz, you know, who can make clutch field goals. So there's everybody that has a hand in that, but obviously we know what equates to winning football.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees here on Sports Talk, and Drew, Carolina Panthers coming into town on Sunday noon kickoff in the Superdome. And Drew, what do you see out of that defense when you look at them on film?
Listen, they've always been a very well-coached defense. You know, you've come to expect that with Ron Rivera and his staff, and just some of the, you know, they've had a lot of the same guys there for a while. Obviously, anchored by Luke Kuechly. You know,
right.
He's the best of the best. You know, and you can see what a leader he is out there, and what a great communicator he is, and you know, and an anticipator, but. I think that the thing that's impressed me is, you know, they've switched schemes. You know, they've gone from kind of your tip of your traditional 4-4-3 scheme to a 3-4. So, you know, some different body types in there now. I'd say they're maybe a little bit bigger inside. You know, going out and getting Gerald McCoy in free agency. They got Dontari Poe and some other guys that really anchor that front well. You know, they drafted a pass rusher in the first round. You know, they got some edge rushers. They're tied for the league lead in sacks, you know. So they've been able
right.
to get pressure on quarterbacks. They've always done a good job with their pressure. You know, it's always been a very disciplined kind of pressure approach, but also a very aggressive one. So I think we kind of know what to expect from these guys. You know, it's an aggressive defense. It's a pressure defense. They're very disciplined. They're very gap sound. They're well coached. So whatever we get, we're going to have to earn.
Drew, I like the fresh cut look on the boys with the lines. I saw it on Instagram.
Yeah, that was special occasion. They all had their flag football championship games on Friday, last Friday. So we let them put the lines in their head for the big championship games.
Now, Drew, I know you appreciate great players, and you know what Alvin Kamara brings to the table. But how about Christian McCaffrey? You know, I could kind of compare this a lot like Michael Thomas. Okay, can't guard Mike, but it's kind of like overall can't stop Christian McCaffrey. I mean, it's amazing because, you know, he's going to get those touches. And you look at total yards from scrimmage. I thought this was interesting because I know you're a historian. Most total yards from scrimmage through the first 10 games of a season in NFL history. He's right up there with Jim Brown in 1963. O.J. Simpson in 75. So you got to appreciate that because here he is, a very similar back to Alvin Kamara. They run him between tackles. And I know just being a football fan, you got to be a fan of Christian McCaffrey and hopefully not against the Saints, but acknowledge what he's done this season.
Yeah, absolutely. You just look at the productivity. You know, it's through the roof, both in the run game and the pass game. And obviously them being a divisional opponent, you know, we're playing a lot of the same teams, so you see a lot of their film. And so you just appreciate all the little things, all the attention to detail. He is very fundamentally sound. There's in his route running, there's no wasted steps. You know, every kind of movement has a purpose. You never see anybody really get a clean shot on him. You know, he just has that ability to avoid those types of direct hits and get the extra yards, get the tough yards. The thing I've been most amazed with is I don't know if he's missed a snap. You know, I know there was a stat early in the season where he had played 100%
right.
of the snaps, which is just insane. That's insane for the running
yeah.
back position with just the wear and tear and the amount that you're, you know, just as physical a position that is and as much as you're, you know, running and stressing yourself. So it's really, really impressive.
Drew, Thanksgiving Day right around the corner. I'm just curious, which Drew's favorite Thanksgiving Day dish? Not the turkey, just a side dish.
Yeah. Well, see, I feel like we've talked about this before, and you know, I always say it's my grandmother on my dad's side. My grandma Breeze used to make applesauce from scratch. You know, peel the apples and kind of boil them up and do that whole deal. But then she would add cinnamon red hots to the applesauce. So it was like this spicy cinnamon red applesauce, and it was just off the charts. It was so good. But at the end of the day, it's really all about the gravy, right? Because whatever you put on that plate, when you smother it in that brown gravy, it just makes it all so much better. It's got to be swimming in that gravy.
Well, talk about swimming in that gravy. Well, whenever you bring up like applesauce, Drew, I don't know, you're probably old enough. Maybe remember though, Brady Bunch, like pork chops and applesauce. Whenever I hear applesauce, I don't know why that came to my mind. Brady Bunch, that not actually relevant, but I just came to my mind applesauce, and I'm thinking red hots. Because I eat anything, I'd be intrigued by that. I know your kids got to like that, being exposed to those that applesauce at Red Hots.
Yeah. Now my grandma Akins, that's on my mom's side. She is an excellent cook as well. But whenever we go to her house, it was always country fried steak. Now, she lived on a ranch in East Texas, you know, but it was country fried steak. So
with white gravy? With white gravy? Is that?
Oh, with white gravy. Yeah.
Oh,
with white
God.
Gravy. But when I say white gravy, like I'm saying you fry, or you know, you cook the country fried steak in the pan, right? And then you take the grease and everything that's left over, and you basically just pour flour and milk in there.
Yes.
You know, and salt and pepper, and just mix it up, and that becomes your white gravy. Oh my gosh.
Drew, those
are the good old days, man.
Drew, you and Bobby dodged me in the dunk tank this year. Y'all ducked me. I'm just saying. Y'all dodged
well,
me.
There's always next year. We always next year, Christian, that you better slow your roll because we're coming strong. So.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Drew, good luck this Sunday, all right?
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right,
Drew, thanks.
This is Sports Talk. That wraps up QB to QB, brought to you by Go Auto Insurance Company, a proud partner of the Saints and the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.